أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we've been focusing on Huruf al-Muqatta'at area, which is the 29 chapters of the Quran, which begin with a unique letter combination. And we're particularly, we've been looking at Hawameem place. And Hawameem place are the seven chapters or the seven surah beginning with Hawameem. Now today we're going to look at Zukhruf. Al-Zukhruf, which is surah number 43, and literally means decorations of gold, or that which looks like gold and shines. 89 ayat, it's a Makki surah. And the chapter takes its name from verse 35, and like I mentioned, it's something that shines like gold. But in this particular instance, it refers to the valuelessness of worldly goods. Let's look at the focus of the surah first. And the surah focuses on an insight into the plots of those who covered up the truth to reject the Prophet and the Quran. They also disliked daughters. When a daughter was announced to any one of them, they felt humiliated. Yet they attributed daughters to divinity and sons to themselves. Let's look at the benefits of recitation. It alleviates pain and there's safety from squeezing in the grave. Now the chapter begins with the clarity and wisdom of the Arabic Quran. Allah says in Ayah 3, Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'akilun. Surely we have made it into an Arabic Quran so that you may understand it. And he also says, Wa innahu fi الْقِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. So, and he says, surely it is from the mother of the book, you know, the original text which you call Lawhe Mahfuz or guarded tablet, and he is the one who is elevated and full of wisdom. Then continues looking at it, it's an insight into those who covered up the truth, and there's also a reflection on creation. So those who covered up the truth mocked the prophets. They always accepted Allah as the creator. It says in Ayah 9, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If you were to ask them, who created the heavens or the earth? لَيَقُولُنَّ. They would definitely say, خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. That the mighty and the knowing has created them. Describes some creation. He makes us reflect on the earth as a resting place. Water from the clouds. Creation of pairs and cattle and ships that we ride on. And the beautiful dua of travel is mentioned in the surah in Ayah 13 when he says, when you are now settled into your seats for travel, say, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu mukranin. I declare the perfection of he who made this subservient to us and we were not able to do it. And as I mentioned in the focus, Allah talks about how وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدَهُمْ بِمَا ذَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ مَثَلًا ذَلِّ وَجْهُهُ مَسْوَدًا وَهُوَ قَدِيمٌ. When one of them is given news of that which he sets up as a likeness of Allah, which means the news of a daughter, his face becomes black and he's full of rage. قَدِيمٌ, he's embarrassed to have a daughter because he deems her weak. Same beings that he sees as weak, he attributes to Allah. Sign is that they follow the traditions of their forefathers. And Allah cites an example, talks about Prophet Ibrahim, who denounced his people's idols. This section looks at the objections against the Prophet and the Quran, and then divinity's answer. So that's Ayah 30 to 45. So they said the Quran was magic. You know, they said, هذا سحر, this is magic. وَإِنَّ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ, and we do not believe in it. We cover up the truth about it. وَقَالُوا, and look at the other objection, Ayah 31. وَقَالُوا, they say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ أَذِيمٍ. Why wasn't this Quran revealed to a man of importance in the two towns, and the two important towns, Makkah and Ta'if, so the elite lived there. So basically they were saying, why doesn't he have a social standing? If he was a messenger of social standing, we may have heard him. And Allah answers by saying, he is the distributor of his mercy and of his provision. And he states that the mercy of Allah, which means the guidance of Allah, is much better than what they amass. And in Ayah 35, the word Zukhruf, he says, وَزُخْرُفًا. وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. And the embellishments of gold, all this is nothing but a provision of the life of the world. Hereafter with your Rabb is for those who are God conscious. There's a hadith which says that if this world meant anything, then those who covered up the truth would not even have the wing of a fly. They ignore the divine guidance provided by the Quran, and Allah says that means they have installed within themselves a shaitan who becomes their qareen. A qareen is an associate who obstructs them from their full potential by convincing them that they're okay. And on the day of judgment, they will wish they were so far away from their shaitan. Allah likens their mockery to the mockery of Prophet Musa by Fir'aun, and we see this in Ayah 46-56, where he claimed he was better than Musa, and he humiliated Prophet Musa, brainwashing his people. The Quraysh mocked Prophet Isa, saying that if they took the angels as daughters of Allah, why were the Muslims objecting? Because the Christians had taken Isa as his son. Rebukes their allegations in Ayah 59, إِنْهُوَ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ أَنْأَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He was nothing but a servant on whom we bestowed a favor and we made him an example for the Bani Israel. 6. There's a graphic comparison of the righteous to the unjust on the day of resurrection. For the righteous will not fear nor will they grieve. They will be in Jannah, while those who are unjust will be in Jahannam and will despair and abase themselves, wanting it all to end. Finally, in section 7, Allah tells the Prophet to turn away from those who associate others with Allah. And to stay calm, he says, turn the page, fasfa' anhum, wakul, and say, salamun, fasawfa ya'lamun. Just say peace to them, remain calm, for they shall soon come to know. In other words, Allah will deal with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us amongst the righteous on the day of judgment. Make us those who honor the Prophet and follow his guidance. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim.